So the kitzah, this is the maskanas ha-gemara, at the end where we started out, from the sugi we started out, was machlokes, again, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. The shal of ishtam uchur is kosher or not. So really, the gemara in the beginning of Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph from the Beit says that lenech lekura l'shtam uchur ba'alma, it's only machlokes by regular shtam uchur. Regular shtam uchur means where true, the loan took place in Nisan, and they wrote later on Tishrei's date, and you can't tell when the loan took place, that it doesn't come out on the Shabbos, so you may think that the loan really took place in Tishrei. In such a case, it's a machlokes if that shtar is good. And the more before said that if Yehuda l'taim made the Yomar ain kais fin shayver, if Yehuda l'shitosa said the shtar is kosher, because he holds you do not write a shayver. If you do not write a receipt, and the Gemara said before, l'nofeg b'nei churba, nothing bad could come out of it. Like those sugya only was that if you hold, you write a receipt, and you have a shtar mocher, so maybe you'll pay up before, and I'll have a receipt, and then the mal will come out with the shtar as if he lent them a second time in Tishrei. But that's only yichshash if you write a shayver. But if Yehuda that holds, we do not write a shayver, we do not write a receipt, then the shtar mocher is kosher. The Gemara before said though, but Rabbi Yosi, the time Rabbi Yosi goes according to his own time, the Yomar Koisvin Shtar. Rabbi Yosi holds, yes, you do write a shtar. If you write a shtar, so Lamais, if you write a shtar, then nothing when a churba. You write a shayver, you write a receipt. So that's those sugar. If you hold, you write a receipt on the regular shtar mocher. If it's not nikur in the shtar, that's a mocher. Or if the receipt is not written shtar, but it has today's date, then it could come out of churban. That maybe the label will pay up once in Tammuz, and he'll get a receipt saying that he paid up in Tammuz, that the marvel later will take out the shtar and Tishrei, as if the star lent you a second time, and collect a second time. That's the maskona, whether we hold the chash of a shtar mukhor, is you hold, you write a shayver or not. That's the most maskona later, even though today we do both. We write a shtar mukhor and we write a shayver, for we have one of the three races. Either we have to write inside the shtar clearly that it's a shtar me'ucher, then he won't be able to collect twice. Or else, in the shaver, we also make sure that the date is there, that he'll be able to protect himself at all times. And in case if it's not done that way, that the Gemara says, he's messing it up for himself.
The Gemara says, Omaluhu Rova, Barav Shela Lahanu Kasve Shtori Akanisa. Rava Bar Shela said to these people that write a shtar akniyoso, that's a shtar of a kinyan, either Rashbam says a shtar of a matono, or also a shtar of a mechira, that ki kasrisu shtar akniyoso I yadisun yoyim ad akniyoso, if you know the day when the kinyan took place, kos kisru, write the date that the kinyan took place. V'iloi, but if you do not know exactly when the matono was given over, or when the Mechira took place, he's time writing a shtar now the raya, then kiss for yom de kamaisu, bay. You should write the date that you're still staying in right now. Kihechad loy mechtek a shikr, otherwise it should not look like a sheker. But you have to write the date, it has to be a true date. See, either it's today's date, or else it's the date that the kinyan actually took place. Om luhu rav, lesafra rav said to a seifem, listen, when you're in the city Shili, and you're writing your shtar mechira, kisvu b'shili, you have to write the place where you are, you have to write this place here b'shili. Even though you give over the shtar rehini, and the same thing the opposite way. If you write now in the city hini, kisvu b'hini, you have to write down that the shtar is written in hini. Even though it's giving over in another place, Shili. Omar Rava, Rava said, Hayman de Nokit Shtor Bar Meyazuzi. Let's say a Malva has a star that the Leva owes him $100. The Yomar and the Malva said, now like Tay de Mutabezdin, Shav Yenali Tre B'nei Chamshin Chamshin, I want you to change over the star and make it into two shtars, $50 apiece, 50-50. Let me Shavin Luhu. We do not change it around. We do not listen to the malva. My time, what's the reason? Of the Rabbona Nusa, Rabbona made something, the Nichele le malva, the Nichele le loiva, that it should be good for both, for the malva and for the loiva. What does that mean? Nichele le malva, it's good for the malva, that it should stay with $100 star, Kadesha Yikov le Pereya. In order that, even though the loiva pays up 50%, he should still want a fast pay up the rest.
in order that the Malva should not come again and collect $100, even though the Leiva we had before, the Leiva has a shaver, but he's afraid maybe you lose it. Therefore, it's good for the Malva to stay with the $100 star. And also, it's also good for the Leiva, that if the Leiva pays up 50%, $50, it's called that star is pogum. And the Allah is a star that's pogum. And that's a Gemara Ksubas like that. You can only collect now with a Shvua. So it's good for the Leiva that when he pays up 50%, it's cool, the Shtar was paid up halfway. The Yomar Rav also said, let's say a Malva has two Shtarvas from the same person. He lent the same person two times $50. So we have two Shtarvas of $50 a piece. The Yom and the Malva now wants to change it over and says, Shavinu Nalei Chad Bar Meya, listen, I want to have now only one star for $100. So the locher is Lemi Shavinu, we did not change it around. Why? Again, over Drabonin Milsa the Nichele La Malva, the Nichele La Leiva. Drabonin do something that's good for the Malva and good for the Leiva. Nichele La Malva is good for the Malva to have two stars of 50-50. Kiheche the Le Nifkum Shtari. That even though the Leiva pays of 50%, he is that does not pogum the other star. Like one star is paid up, but the other one is a good complete star, he could collect it without a shvua. And also, v'nichale l'leiva, k'dei sh'lo yikof l'pareya, that he won't be able to force him, the Malva can't force the Leiva to pay up. Because when the Leiva pays up 50% for $50, they rip off the one star, so all the Malva has is just one star of 50, so the Leiva will take his time to pay up. Omer Ravashi said, if a Malva has a star that somebody owes him $100. For Yomrin, he says, Shavinu Nali Chad Bar Chimshin, I want you to change it over now into one star of $50, that's all. Like, let the star of $50 be Balpeh, and only 50 should be Bishtar. Let me Shavinu Le, still we don't listen, we don't change it around. Again, in my time, what's the reason? I'm Rinan Hai Mifra Pori. Then maybe the person the Leiva paid up. In other words, really the Leiva paid up the $100. The Omale Havli Shtar, and the Leiva said to the Malva, listen, give me back my Shtar. The Omale Yirchas, and the Malva said, Yishno, I lost it. The cost of Leitavri, okay, so they wrote him up a receipt. So the Leiva has a receipt that he paid back $100. So we're afraid about now is when the Malva is telling the Edim, change over this Shtar from 100 to 50. If they would do it and give him a new star for $50, we're afraid later the Malva will take out the star, or Mafidle Hai will take out the star now at $50, and they'll want to collect it. The Yomale, even though the Leiva has a receipt, will say, Hai Achrinhu, that receipt is a receipt for $100, that was a different loan. But now this is another loan that I'm giving you for $50, I want to collect this one. Therefore, we do not change around the star. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, holding up Kufayin Beis by the Mishnah. It says, Shnei Achen, two brothers, and their father died, Shalav Yerusha. Echad Oni v'Echad Oshe. One brother was very rich, one was very poor. V'Niach Len Avien Merchatz Ubeis Abad. The father left over with Yerusha a bathhouse and an olive press. So it depends. Also, if when the father was home, what he did with it is he rented it out. Like he was making money, it was like a business deal. So they continue doing the same thing, they continue renting it out even after the father died. And Aschar Liemsa, it's very good for the poor brother, he gets an income now, they divide it in half. His Yerusha, they split the money, each one takes half. What's going to be also Liyatsmoy? Let's say when the father was alive yet, he did not rent out his bathhouse and his olive press, but he used it for himself. So now, Hareya Osher Oymelioni, the rich brother that's still going to use it has a right to say to the poor brother that Nebuch is not going to use it, and the poor brother, he would rather rent it out than make money, but the rich one could stop him and say, listen, Kacho Chavodim, go get yourself some servants, V'yirchatzu b'merchatz, and wash yourself in the bathhouse. Kacho Chazesim, go buy yourself some olives, and go press them out in the olive press. So the kids say, that's the way the father used it before, that the father used it for himself, so the brothers now have a right to say, I want to continue the same way,
and I don't want to rent it out or sell it. Poshut to sell it, because here the poor man doesn't, the poor brother doesn't have money to buy it. And sometimes we say good or yogurt. Either you take it or I'll take it. But here the poor one doesn't have enough money to buy it. Therefore the rich one has a right to say, I want to leave it the same way it was before. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Shnayim, two people, Shehoye Biracha, that lived in the same city, Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon, the Shem Acha Yosef ben Shimon. He had two people living in the same city with the same name. They both had the same name, Yosef ben Shimon. So halacha is, Ein Yecholin Lohitzi Shtar Choyv Zel Zeh. These two people, one of them cannot take out a shtar, like to act like a malva, to try and collect the money back from the other one. Because the other one has a right to say, he had nothing doing. This is not a shtar that I owe you money. This is a shtar that you owed me money, and you paid me back, and I gave it back to you. So these two people, the same names, so we don't know who's the malva, who the laborer is, so one cannot go to the other one and collect money from the other one. And the same thing, for loy achar, yochol lehoitzi alehen shtar choyv, a third person cannot come to any one of these two people as a malva saying, I have a shtar saying that Yosef and Shimon owes me $1,000. Because the third person, when he goes to one of them, that one will say, listen, it's not me that owes you the money, it's the other one that owes you the money. And when he goes to the other one, he'll also say, it's not me, it's the other one. So you're not going to be able to collect from either one of these two people. Now, nimtza li'echad ben shtarais, so let's say somebody finds between his shtaris and his house, that shtaris shayesa b'shimin perua, he finds his shtaris saying that this shtar that Yosef and Shimon owes me money was paid up. So lachar is shtaris shneim peruim. Both of them have right to say it was me that paid you up, and you can't receive, you can't collect from either one of them. So we'll see exactly in the Gemara what the case exactly is. The Rashbam says the Gemara Poruch Olam Mereshim Forest of Shabbat. The Gemara asks a question on this, but here it's Mashma that the reason why you can't collect the money is only because it's written in the Shtar Perua was paid up already. But Mashma, if it's not written Perua, then you would be able to collect one from the other. Either Rashi says when you have two Yosef and Shimons, they can't collect one from the other. So we'll see this in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says though, but Kate said Yasu, what should you do in such a case? When you have two people in the same city that have the same name, how are you supposed to write shtaris? What should they do in order to be able to collect? So first of all is Yishalshu. If they have different grandfathers, then write the Seder three. Write Yosef, Yosef ben Shimon, ben Reuven. Like if they had different grandfathers, so then write the 30 grandfather's name also. That's how you know exactly who it is. Let's say they both had the same grandfathers also. Then yichtavu simen. Let them write a simen. Short, fat, tall. If one guy is short and one guy is tall, so they write, I lend money to the Yosef and Shimon, that's tall. What about v'yimhoyu musamonim? Let's say they both had the same height and they both weighed the same thing. So you can't give a simen upon how tall they are or how fat they are. So then yichtavu kayin. Then the next answer is, if one's a kayin and one's a levi, you're different. So write, Yosef and Shimon, the kayin, he's the one I lent the money to. So the kids, if you're smart, and you know there are two people in the city with the same name, you have to write down the shtar, make a simen that will know exactly to which one of these two people you are lending money. So then there'll be no problem. He can't say it's not me, it's the other one. So you have to be smart to get a simen there to be able to tell exactly who it is. Yeah, you gotta try your best. Hey, it's up to you. Right. Try the best you could. Right. Nothing more says, who star where there was a star, the Norfolk Levedina de Ravuna, that was brought up in front of the Bezna of Ravuna, that because of they was written in a star like this, Ani Pleini Bar Pleini, Lavisi Monimimoch. It says like an IOU in the star. It says, me, the Leiva's name, Ani Avron Ben Yitzchak, Lavisi, I borrowed money, $100 Mimoch, from you. That's what a person was holding on to the shtar, like an IOU. So the question is, the person that's holding on to it, does he have a right to collect the money? Some are